Yo, man, I'm currently lighting some little orphan children on fire, yo. If you're too young to see this or you're offended by this shit, well, get the fuck out of BDO Radio, man.
Oh, yeah, welcome back to BDO Radio, and we are July 16, year 2006, show number 9. You might notice it's real close in the date to show number 8. That's because I decided to go on a little rush and pull out a few of these shows in one batch to make up for the time that Drug Ring 2167 used up in terms of production at BDO Radio. Since these shows are so long and so forth, I can, and that they're much easier to produce than a Drug Ring 2167 episode, well, I decided to make two in a row just like that, you know, just to catch up a little bit, and then it's going to go back to normal procedure, which is basically about two shows a month if I can pull it. If not, well, at least one every month. So now, in the BDO Radio department, I heard myself on a show that is from a little while ago that I was going to try using schedules and everything. And, well, now that we're up to show number 9, time has passed enough for me to have tried this. And honestly, there's like a two-way answer to this. I'm still not sure if we're going to keep this system or if I'll go back to the good old, you know, last-minute notification live show style thing. The schedule seems to have helped, especially the affiliations. Now, there's something about the affiliations. As of August 1st, 2006, the concept of affiliations will be phased out from the main server, and most likely there's going to be a brand new server coming up which will be run by Evil Tech, and Evil Tech will actually accommodate all the affiliations we used to have on his server. So these guys are still going to be on the air. It's actually a plan that I've been working on with Evil Tech for the last few months. And, well, the show that you're listening to right now will get old with time, but you will know that there's going to be another station probably in a future show. I'll give more details about this as it, well, becomes a reality. But for now, it's still in the plans, and, well, it's planned for August 1st that I phase out the affiliations and return to a one-station station. Anyways, so that's for that little announcement there, you know. Now, let's take the topic all the way into BDO television. It's been like a little over 2 years since we've released a considerable BDO movie at all. Now, I could consider Budweiser's Word Number 26 as being an almost near mushroomentary. The reason why it was not made into a film is because we hadn't taken that much shroom to begin with. And second off, we're only three in the video. It's not like one of these like totally high-grade films that we make. I mean, you have to be at least four. It's ridiculous, but you have to be at least four. As you can see on Shroom Team Ghosts, the number four works really well for a crew on a film and everything. And that one just came out great, in my opinion. And, well, people must be wondering, when are we going to be revisiting the island? Well, first off, I gotta mention that we had, like, major problems with that goddamn red boat. Every year, there's been huge talk about, like, the boat, blah, 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 the boat, blah, 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 the boat when we come to Docker Island. And now it turns out that the boat, like, really did have serious problems. It's actually the engine. It failed for the first time on me and Lewis while we were in the middle of the lake at 1:40-something a.m. anyways, and it gave us a good scare. It eventually managed to start off, but we were already oaring the boat, and we just said, let's try the engine again, because I'm tired of oaring, and, well, basically tried to fire it off, and it did that time, but it gave us a really good scare. I mean, I was getting the impression we were getting stuck there. So this year, not much trust was invested in this engine, and we decided to put on hold any plans for Dr. Island until we got that engine fixed, or until a replacement miraculously came in. Well, hey, do you believe in miracles? Captain Lewis and Captain Clade have acquired, well, I haven't spoken to them since I got the news that they were going to pay for it, like, the next day and everything. But it's like 99.9% sure that they have an outboard engine right now. Not a brand new one. It's like a 1985 model or something. But it's a Honda 15 horsepower outboard engine. We're going to be upgrading by 5.1 horsepower on our travel velocity. So we will be able to possibly carry those large numbers of people without problems. The only deal I'm thinking of is we're going to have to watch out to see if the foot of that engine is lower than what the other one was, and obviously adjust our course to not touch the bottom with the rocks at Docker Island, which, you know, is a nifty thing. I admire Lewis in his constant doing of this without making much mistakes. Anyways, and well, now, because they've acquired this engine, it sort of brings at large, huge footsteps this possibility of a Docker Island video coming out. Yes, with the shrooms, with all. And I even have the intention of doing this badass fireworks show that would basically involve, like, incinerating what I've been stacking over for the last 2 years. And it'd be quite interesting to be able to set that off on a party and be a major part of the video, like a good minute and a half, 2 minute fireworks show. And for a homemade show, I'll try to make it look like real pro and nice. We're gonna have two guys with lighters lighting up the fireworks sequentially. It's gonna be really interesting. I've already analyzed all the units that I have and how I can place them and how they can support the show, and I even have a Saturn 200 shot battery, which is probably going to be like the backup for the whole fireworks show. There's going to be like one detonation, and then the Saturn rockets are going to start off, and then the rest of the fireworks show will begin while the Saturn rockets are going off. So it's really going to be like a full-fledged fireworks show. Should be very interesting. Anyways. So that's it for Docker Island. I mean, it's not like we've closed up the thing, but we had serious problems this summer so far. And well, hopefully now they are all over. This engine will run fine and will be reliable enough to carry people from shore to shore and enjoy parties over there. Oh, one thing I got to mention before I get off this topic is that we're going to be using a new spot on Docker Island. Now, I believe I've talked about this before, but I'm just going to clarify this. It's a new spot. It's basically it has the ruins of an old house, a really, really old house, like a house made out of rocks and shit. And there's only like a few pieces of walls left standing, so it's really taken a beating. Not only from nature, but from us actually taking down pieces of these walls. Because if we're going to enjoy a safe night over there with drunk people one day, well, it's got to be a safe ground, and those walls are not safe. They could crumble at any time, so we forcibly crumble them down so that nothing ever happens with visitors. However, we did leave a few pieces up to have that creepy, eerie effect to the area and give it that, you know, that haunted house left standing halfway, like pieces of a haunted house left standing in the background. It's really a nice spot, not only for the film, but for the party itself, for the shrooming, and really that should do one hell of a film. It's going to be some new stuff for Docker Island. Yeah, a little change. It's quite different. It's not elevated like the other place. You're like right next to the water, and it's going to be really interesting to look at. So hopefully we're going to be there. Now, this is quite crazy, actually. In show number 8, I decided to release only bong.dhs.org vintage, basically old bong.dhs.org skits that I, you know, was listening to, and then decided, okay, that one, and that one are coming back on BDO Radio, because I do not play the bong.dhs.org playlist anymore, but there is stuff that I want to preserve from the playlist, so I bring it back to life. Well, on this show, coming up is a brand new skit with the host Joe Harry that is based on stuff that I heard off my bong.dhs.org playlist that was like, you know what? It's like a combination of three advisories into one. It's a very interesting one, and it's called Jobs and Drugs. And then you have two skits that I brought out of bong.dhs.org vintage, and basically, we have one that's called Getting Rid of a Holdup, Tips on How to Get Rid of a Holdup. And then we got an interesting one made by yours truly, Buffalio Red. And this was Nick Montoya's debut on BDO Radio. This is the first time he ever said anything on BDO Radio. He says something like, "This is Greg in the Tower," or something like that during the skit. He has very few lines because he had no idea what to say. And this one's called Air Baked. It's going to play third on today's show. And obviously, as usual, those old vintage BDO skits have much lower sound quality, as I have to recover them from a much weaker quality than what we produce today. So it shows the difference. But still, it's the old material, and it's got to be incorporated. So I hope you like that. And the middle segment, good news, is a brand new production. A very, very interesting thing. Now, I'm not even going to break anything of it to you, but it's brand new, lasts 5 minutes. And did it myself, and it's quite interesting. That's going to add spice to the show. The title, the only thing I'll give away is the title. The Muhammad Hotline, okay? It's just, that's all I'm going to tell you. It's called the Muhammad Hotline. Anyways, obviously over time I will be bringing back more bong.dhs.org tracks. I just felt like today I should work a little more on the new productions, just to keep the good sound, you know, consistency going. And also, I wanted to add the just like a little bit to the playlist, because, you know, those old skits, I know them, and some listeners really know them well. Well, I wanted to add something just brand spanking new, and well, there's one skit that's new, the first one that's going to play right after this talk segment, and the middle segment, which is a really important one. The inter skits today, those little tiny recordings, are all new as well. They're all Jack's products, ads for Jack's products. I love Jack. I invented Jack, and then I just fell in love with the concept. You know, it's like, this segment is brought to you by Jack's whatever, and then it's like, "Hi, I'm Jack." And yeah, it's always like that. "Hi, I'm Jack." Yeah, and it's always, this guy just says the product, what it does, in a very cool fashion, and it never makes sense. It's always like, holy shit, what the fuck? Anyways, so the Jack thing is a new, totally proprietary to BDO Radio. I mean, we didn't do this in the days of bong.dhs.org. It's just a brand new idea. Oh yeah, haven't done this in a while on BDO Radio. Well, now you're there to hear it, and well, it's on a recorded show, so you're going to be able to rehear it if you want. Yes. Ah, rare, but yay, fun. Yeah. Anyways, so that's about it for all the stuff I had to say about the advisories that are going to play on this show. I'd like to remind the people, once again, I'm going to put a little stress on this. The mailing list is the place for you people to subscribe to the list and get word about our live show schedules, the new recorded shows that we release, the videos released on BDO Television. Now, we do not bombard with emails like crazy. We send one or two emails a week. We're really chill with it. And if you want to subscribe to that mailing list, type in your web browser, bdoradio.com. And then once you're on the website, on the menu to your left, click mailing list. And that's going to take you to a place in which you can type in your email address, hit the button, confirm your address afterwards, and then you're going to be subscribed. Another thing I wanted to mention is the BDO notifier. Super freaking important you get a copy of that. That will notify you on your desktop the moment where any live show begins. So you're going to be tuning in to some BDO Radio live material. Oh yeah. To get that, type in your web browser, bdoradio.com/notifier, N-O-T-I-F-I-E-R, that's bdoradio.com/notifier. Now, the notifier is basically an application, as the page explains, that just comes up on your desktop, not unlike an MSN Messenger notification, when our live shows begin, only at the moment where they're beginning. So, well, that's it for the first segment of show number 9. I'll see you in segment number 3. But right now, you're getting the brand new skit, which is called Jobs and Drugs. And then you're going to be getting the brand new middle segment, which is called the Muhammad Hotline. And then another skit before I come back, getting rid of a holdup, and then I'll be back. So, see you there, people.
BDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
The following segment is brought to you by Jack's Fish Bait. Hi, I'm Jack. If you regularly go out fishing and often find yourself not catching anything, or not even getting a single bite, get my fish bait. See, my fish bait reeks of really dead fish, and if your day out with my product is unsuccessful, at least your friends will know that you've been out fishing, and will most likely suspect you caught something because you'll stink like overly rotten fish entrails. You may need to take more than just 5 showers.
Hi there, I'm Joe Harry. You might remember my voice from skits such as Censorship of the Future. Today we are going to cover different types of jobs that should not be combined with specific drugs. For instance, let's take our first bad match. It is not recommended to consume marijuana before performing surgery.
Okay, I guess we're ready to close them up.
Yes, Dr. Thompson, we are.
But before, I want to have a bong hit to reward myself.
Sure, here you are, sir.
Thank you very much.
Oh, shit! God damn it. What is it, sir?
I dropped bong water inside the patient. Close him up like now. Quick, before someone else sees this.
It is also not recommended to consume crack when working at a nuclear plant.
Man, dude, I always forget what this button does, man. Can I press it?
Well, the button is actually a dangerous feature that... Hey, don't press it, you dumbass crackhead!
For nurses, alcohol is a substance to be avoided.
Sir, I'm going to inject you with this mild sedative that will put you to sleep.
And but sir!
What is it?
You're injecting yourself!
Oh well, look at that!
Football players are strongly advised to avoid opium before playing a game.
Heads up!
If you are in high-rise construction, stay away from acid.
Look, man, I can fly high like a bird!
No, Bill, don't untie your safety strap! Remember, it's okay to abuse of drugs while at the workplace, but some drugs just don't match with certain jobs. This is Joe Harry, wrapping up another one for BDOradio.com.
This is a paid presentation by Muhammad Saeed Al-Sahaf, formerly the Iraqi Information Minister.
Hello, hello, welcome everybody to my show, where today I will show you that I am the all-great-knowing person you call me, and I predict your future on the Muhammad Hotline. You call me, I tell you the future, the path that you will be taking in the future. I will do example reading right now with somebody. Let's take this lady here from the audience. Yes, ma'am, come down, please. Come down.
I'm so excited.
Yes, I guess you are excited. Now, what is your name, my lovely lady?
My name is Stacy.
Okay, now I'm going to read your mind.
Okay.
Give me a second. The
yes.
Voices will speak to me.
Wow.
Okay, the gods say, first off, that you are 26 years old.
No, I'm actually 31.
No. You believe in lie. You are 26 years old.
Listen,
the gods said
I'm 31.
It. No, absolutely not. You are 26. You listen to me. You are 26. Okay?
Now,
I predict some more things. You have 2 children.
No, I don't have kids.
Again, no, you shut up.
Listen,
go back in the stand.
Okay.
I will take somebody else. Fuck you. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we are having problems with people. They believe lies. They only believe lies. Now, let's take you, sir, old man. Come down.
Yes.
Come down to the stand. Now, this is a more elderly person. I will read your mind now. Sir, before, what is your name?
Jack.
Okay, Jack, I will read your mind now. Look, check this out.
I
read your mind. I read your... Okay? Abdad hadala, chodala, fudale, haddi. Okay, I read your mind and I find out that that you are presently 31 years old.
Actually, I'm 78.
What is it with you American people?
I'm 78.
You believe lie. I tell that you are 32.
Look at
you
me.
Are not... No,
look at me, I'm 78.
Absolutely not. Listen to me.
What?
You listen to lie from the United States.
No,
they tell you they will
look
work.
At me.
They tell you you're older, but you
and
are 32.
I'm not,
the
gods
say you're 32.
I'm not.
Okay? Shut your mouth.
Okay.
I will send you back with that lady.
Yeah,
and
go ahead.
She did not go back to her seat. Uh-huh. I will have her die in an accident. Yes, an accident. Okay, now, I predict also that you will have a fourth child in 2 weeks.
I'm 78, man. I can't
but
have
But I
kids.
Tell you again that you are 32. Why do you not listen?
You're not listening.
You're
crazy.
You're security.
But
security,
what are you doing?
Get this guy off my stage. Now, let's pick somebody else. You right there. No, I will not harm you. No, I will not call security on you. Just calm down.
I'm not coming down, man.
Please, I must do my show and show that I can predict the future, the way people want to hear the future. I do not bullshit, blah, blah, good, no. I tell you truth, reality. And I need you to come down here so I can do reality, truth.
Okay, whatever.
That's the spirit. Now, what is your name?
Bob.
Now, do you agree that you will say yes to everything I predict?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. I predict that you are 53 years old.
Well, actually, I'm 60. Yeah.
That's more like it.
Yeah, that's...
Okay,
yeah.
I predict something. Let me predict. Predict that you are a farmer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. See, people, I predict successfully. I predict all. I am the all great knowing Muhammad Sahid Al Sahab. You call me now 1-800 Muhammad, and I will predict your future very good, very quickly, and you will enjoy my service. It is only $299 per phone call. So I do not charge like those bullshit minute people. I give you straight up one charge, and I guess all the shit, and you can take your time. So no bullshit minute shit charge crap. We have so many people here. They clap every time I say something. Everything is very good. And you must call right now.
Muhammad Sahid Al-Sahaf, one of the best telephone-based psychics in 2,000 years.
Well, Muhammad, my son's being shipped off to Iraq. He's going in the war. What's going to happen?
He will die at the hands of the Iraqis. We will victory win you. We will win.
Muhammad Sahid Al-Sahaf. The man who can tell you your financial direction.
Well, Mr. Thompson, if we understand your finances, as I can see, are in the millions right now.
No, I'm totally broke. You're not listening to me.
No. You are the one not listening to me.
Stop saying bullshit.
Do not make me sword fight you and decapitate you with an old shoe.
What are you talking about?
Muhammad Sahid Al-Sahaf. 1-800-MUHAMMAD. Call today for your reading.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
The following segment is brought to you by Jack's Winter Engine Startup Booster Liquid. Hi, I'm Jack. If you're a car owner and live somewhere where the winter gets cold, get my Winter Engine Startup Booster Liquid. Plus, if you get lonely or stuck on the road during winter, my Winter Engine Startup Booster Liquid doubles as some fine, strong-ass booze to keep you warmth and company.
Hi there, my name is Joe Harry, and today I'm here to tell you about ways not to get fucked during a holdup. If you are a cashier at a local corner store, listen up. We're about to give you ways to get out of shit if you ever get a holdup. Here's the first demonstration.
Alright, this is a holdup! A holdup, a big holdup!
Okay, man. Hey, how about I give you my pod instead? I got a nice stash here. How about you take that and just get away and get out of my store?
I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take your pot.
Thanks.
Right, bye there, and don't come again. Bye.
Here's another quick way to get rid of those pesky robbers.
All right, man. Everyone on the ground. This is a hold up, please, sir.
Calm down.
Where's the money? Where's the money?
Look over there. The money's over there. There are really a lot of ways to get rid of those pesky robbers, but here is an important one.
All right, this is a hold up. This is a hold up, everyone on the ground.
All right,
give me the money.
Hey, you have
give
a knife. Me. You don't scare. I'm gonna vomit on you.
I'm gonna vomit
on you if you don't get out of here.
I don't believe you're gonna do
I'll
that.
I'll do it.
I'm gonna stick that knife up your throat if you do that.
I'm gonna vomit on you.
Stop doing that. I'm out of here, man. You're a freak.
Get out of here. And this was your good friend Joe Harry giving you tips if you're a cashier at a local corner store not to get fucked during a holdup. See you next time, and thanks for listening.
Oh yeah, welcome back to BDORadio.com. You know what I'm saying, this is your host Budweiser, and you're listening to the third segment of show number 9, recorded on July 16, year 2006. Now, before I start talking about anything whatsoever, I have to mention that BDORadio.com has, to this date, produced a pair of CDs. Now, under the name bong.dhs.org, we began our production by releasing Full Bowls and Other Things, Volume 1. This year, we actually continued the tradition by releasing BDORadio.com's Full Bowls and Other Things, Volume 2. Now, you can go check out those CDs. If you want to check out Volume 2, just type in your web browser BDORadio.com/FBOT. That's BDORadio.com/FBOT. Now, you're going to see a page. It's going to come up with pictures of the CD's cover and an option to go read some reviews about the CD or to place your order or even listen to some teasers. Now, this CD is so cheap. I mean, especially the downloadable version. I mean, that's about the price it would cost you to get a blowjob from a transvestite prostitute. Now, all you have to do is have one blowjob from a transvestite prostitute less in your life and buy this CD instead, you know, because it's actually really worth it. It comes with a bunch of special features that we offer to each buyer through a special username and password. Whether it is you buy the hard copy, the one that we ship to you, or for Volume 1 now, the downloadable copy only is available. And for Volume 2, the downloadable copy is also available in addition to the hard copy. The downloadable version simply includes all the WAV files to burn your own CD, the imagery to make your labels and your jewel case and so forth. So you can basically print your own BDO CD and you just pay very little money, as we only have to send you a bunch of files. And that's a really quick way to own the CD anyways, but go check that out. And if you want to check Volume 1, well, on the menu to your left, click Full Bowls and Other Things V1, and that's going to take you to the page of Volume 1, which is now discontinued in the hard copy format, but you can still get your downloadable copy from that webpage. Just place your order. I'll catch it and put up a link for you real fast and email you with the link. So that's for Full Bowls and Other Things, Volume 2. Now, I'm making these shows real fast because there's going to have to be a milestone in show number 10. And I will be talking about this in this show even, because it's a big milestone. And actually, there's indirectly and unintentionally, there's a mention of this tribute that we should be doing. Well, we're not really going to be doing a tribute in show number 10, but more of a, like a goodbye. Nick Montoya, well, we have his first words on BDO Radio ever on one of the advisories in this show. The one that's coming up after, that's called Air Baked. Well, it's with Nick Montoya. He had like 2 lines in that skit. He had no idea what to say. He was a really beginner at BDO Radio. He just was very uncomfortable. And, well, this guy went on from being that dude who just said 2 lines to someone who could actually host an entire show by himself. I believe that in the bong.dhs.org playlist, it's show number 80-something, 89 or 90 or something like that, was hosted entirely by Nick Montoya. That was a really special show. And that's where I realized that this guy could always be my co-host anytime. And he's co-hosted so much at BDO Radio, and he's contributed in an immense part to BDO Television, and unfortunately now he's going to be leaving town, changing provinces, going to the other end of the country in British Columbia, so we will not have Nick Montoya with us on BDO Radio anymore. However, I'm keeping show number 10 for the big event. We're going to record a show with Nick Montoya. It's going to be his goodbye show, and it's really probably going to be almost emotional for some of the listeners because he has been one key member of BDO Radio for so long, and it's going to be hard to, you know, see him go for all the people who've been around so long, especially the people who've been watching BDO television. I mean, in the year 2004, Nick Montoya had stayed with me for 2 months because he was out of a place, and he previously lived with people who didn't pay the rent and shit, and he moved in with me. And that's when we did Fear and Loathing in Quebec City, and we also did Friday the Shroomteenth 3, and a bunch of other videos that got released. I think we popped out like 5 videos in those 2 months on BDO television. Those who followed those times will remember Nick Montoya, and will probably miss him as much as, basically the rest of the crew, including myself, will. It's going to be a big departure on BDO, and I think it's like the first ever really total official goodbye we have from the local crew over here. I know we've had like some short-term goodbyes, like in the past, Buffalo used to go to New Jersey all the time. So he'd always like, you know, be out for like 6 months and then come back. Well, this is the first like real goodbye, like never gonna see you again kind of thing. And it's from like, I would say this guy, at the last evaluation of like who prefers who at BDOradio.com, I believe first was yours truly. Then after that, we had Buffalo, and then right behind Buffalo was Nick Montoya or Red or something. Anyways, Nick Montoya was in the top 5 of all the people at BDO Radio, and I was like, holy shit. And I think actually in the last beta one I had done, Nick Montoya was up to 2nd place. It's gained a lot of popularity over BDO television, and especially from doing some excellent hosting on the radio. It's going to be a really hard thing to do without him, but in show number 10, well, we're basically going to have him for the last time, and I'm going to try to have a bunch of advisories made with him. Because over time, I mean, he's not the guy who only says 2 lines anymore. Actually, the moment where Nick really started getting into doing these shows and into actually bong.dhs.org and BDO Radio afterwards is when I moved in here. I think it's he had called me up and he needed some grass, and I helped him out, and I just like bought him some grass, and he passed by here and he brought some beer, you know, in return. And anyways, we just drank, and then eventually he said, hey, why don't you just like, let's do a show. You know that show you used to do at your parents' place? You still do it? I'm like, yeah, I still do it. And he's like, let's just do a show and get drunk. And it was pretty fucking cool, actually. We basically invited Red. We did a show, and that just kicked off a really long time thing with Nick Montoya on BDO Radio. And then there was that thing where I made Nick Montoya host a show, a recorded show that was an experiment of mine. I wanted to see if someone else could host an entire recorded show. It got really interesting. I was like a guest on that show. It was really weird. Anyways, but over time, he would take up live shows with me on weekends. We'd get like hammered. This guy has so many famous scenes. I mean, there was that recurring scene where Nick Montoya would pass out while we were doing a show, and then I would be the one hosting the show, and Nick Montoya would be like in the background on the camera, passed out. And then Blunt would arrive here at like 3 a.m. while I was still doing this show, and Nick was passed out, and would always say, man, why is Nick always passed out on the couch? And it was really so funny. I mean, that was a recurring scene. We also had the toothache scene, which a lot of people heard. That's the night where Nick Montoya just developed this absolutely unbearable toothache. And in show number 7, Nick Montoya describes what they did with him at the hospital. They basically loaded him up on super powerful painkillers, and he kept asking for more and more and more, and the doctors were like, what the fuck? Don't you feel this shit? It can put down a horse. You do not seem to be the size of a horse. Maybe you're enjoying these pills a little too much. Yeah, Nick Montoya, that's the man, you know. There's a little like, development in his talent on BDO Radio. Nick Montoya was never much of an advisory guy until we did the International Buying Network. That shit blew me away. When I heard Nick Montoya sometimes just completing Bufalio's sentences, and these two guys were like having a perfect chemistry, I was like, holy crap, you know, this was just not the original advisory Nick Montoya. I mean, he has been in a few advisories. He's been in the Iraq Report, which has been included on the BDO Radio shows, taken from bong.dhs.org and made into BDO Radio. He's been in like that airport skit where they try to smuggle in bags of drugs and obviously get caught. He's done a fuckload of skits with BDO, and one of his biggest being the International Buying Network, done with Bufalio and yours truly, and additionally, which is available on Full Bowls and Other Things Volume 2, which I mentioned at the beginning of this show. Anyway, so yeah, Nick Montoya, a key player. I mean, we are going to miss him a whole lot, especially for what comes of BDO Radio. I mean, there's going to be a big gaping hole there, and that's going to be Nick Montoya not being around, you know? But on the bright side, well, I do plan on getting Red and Vesper back over here sometime soon, so that's probably going to create some interesting life stuff. I don't even know why I'm saying this right now, because this show's going to get old with time, and that live show will already have taken place. Well, that, you know what, coming to co-hosts for a live show, Vesper and Red were actually quite a good pair to have to co-host a live show. I did one March 31st, 2006 with them at Vesper's place, using half my equipment and half of Vesper's. And it came out really, really great. We are planning to do an encore here. So if it hasn't happened yet and you're listening to this, well, do be on the lookout for that show, that upcoming show live. It's going to be one hell of a blast. Yeah, it's always a blast with Red, okay? For some reason, Red is a guy I never want to lose at BDOradio.com. He doesn't have to be, like, always on, you know, but it'd just be a bummer if he was never on ever again. That would just suck. Red is a mechanism of BDO Radio. I mean, he is one of the foundation characters of BDO. Just like Bufalio, another man that, you know, we can see him every now and then, or very rarely even, but I just don't want to hear the goodbye thing, you know what I'm saying? But these two guys are like foundation blocks of BDO, and without them, well, it just gives a whole new face to BDO. Now, some people have told me that, yeah, your crew's good, but you're the one who comes up with all this shit. Yeah, but when we're doing an improv, I'm not coming up with anything. I mean, these are the guys creating and mangling the story, and I have to basically work around with them, and it's because of them that I become funny. I mean, especially when we're making skits together. And also, I mean, it would not, if it were not of Bufalio, I would not do my skits the way I do them myself even today. I always include a little Bufalioism in the way I do even my own skits. You know, just a crazy, sounds like it was improv'd lines, and if you listen to Drug Ring 2167, there's like tons of this Bufalioism technique, if you want. But if it wasn't for Bufalio, I mean, I probably would not be half as funny as I am today. And when it comes to Red has just taught me one thing, that sometimes over-metaphoring what you're trying to say may make people think you're insane, and that's just hilarious. And And obviously Red is not insane, and sometimes he just over metaphorizes, and people do not understand what he's saying, and it's just fucking hilarious. And sometimes I will include that in my own humor, in a way or another, you know, because I've been influenced by it a lot. I've done skits alone with Red. Now, Red is not the guy to really mostly do skits alone with, because he's really bound to take it into a direction that you're not going to understand anymore, and have to stop the skit short. But he is one hell of a member to have in a three-man lineup, as He just adds that extra twist that you're like, whoa, what the fuck, you know? And then you can hear all the other improvisers around him during these recordings squirm and try to go around what he just said. And it's really funny. And, well, without Red, you know, BDO Radio would not be the same. So, talking characters. But Nick Montoya, a really important character, especially when it came to co-hosting on live shows, is leaving us. And, well, we're going to be seeing him in show number 10. As for show number 9, well, I'm wrapping up this talk segment right here, right now. Remember, people, I mentioned in the first segment the mailing list. Type in your web browser, bdoradio.com, hit the mailing list link on your left, and then you're going to see a forum in which you can type your email address, hit the button, confirm your address, and then you're going to be subscribed. That's a good thing, you know, to get worried about live shows, live schedules, and what we release and so forth. Stay in touch with BDO. And the notifier, bdoradio.com/notifier. Don't forget about that shit. And on that note, I shall leave you for show number 10. You're about to get a song, then followed by our closer skit, which is called Airbaked. See you around, people.
BDOradio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Following segment is brought to you by Jack's Cough Syrup.
Hi, I'm Jack. If you have one of those tough, persistent coughs, get my cough syrup. My cough syrup will induce mass vomiting, even if you haven't had much to eat, and this will suddenly suppress your cough and make you forget that you have a cold. Please do not use my cough syrup if you do not have a cold. That's just gross.
So, who's flying the plane now?
I guess it's us. It's our turn.
Okay, but is it you or me?
Oh, it's me.
Okay. So, just checking, you know.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. I'm the pilot number one.
Look, where are we landing? Where are we supposed to go? Let's call the tower.
This is Tower 76 replying to your request. What's up, 761?
Hello.
How big is our plane?
Drive on. Ready to go up.
Can you speak in more technical terms, please?
You understand my terms. It's all ready.
How high are we?
We can go far enough.
I believe you are 27,000 feet high right now. What? 761?
What color is our plane?
That has no relevance in your arrival in Chicago.
Hey, look at your left. You'll see the wings.
Yeah, you see the wings, man?
Yeah, I see it, man. No problem, man. Look.
We have two of them, sir.
Maybe I have to turn right so you can see better.
We have two wings, sir.
Oh, fuck. I'm getting a blackout, man. I don't understand.
Hello? Oh, this is Gray from the tower. I'm calling to tell you not to land right now because we are pulling a plane out of the runway to 12.
Greg, we have two wings on our plane, sir.
That is what they usually have.
As we're flying.
Yeah, we have two motors on the side.
Two motors on each side.
That's very good.
21. Hey, man, did you bring your weed, man?
Yeah, yes, man.
Yeah, okay. No problem. Are you ready to take a bong hit, man? I'll take a one.
Yeah, okay. Listen. Hey. Listen up, passengers. We're about to take a bong hit in the cockpit.
Hey, look at that, man.
Excuse me, you asked the tower that. I believe that was a message addressed to your passengers.
Oh, sorry, sir. I was looking,
forgot to press that.
761, are you smoking intoxicant substances in your aircraft?
No, it's jokes.
It's no, we're not smoking any weed.
Doesn't look very funny to me. You're not laughing very much.
Hey,
761.
We don't have bongs on board.
We are brothers. We communicate so fast. We only need 2 seconds of laughing, so...
761. Right. I believe I'm going to have to order you on the ground right now.
Where are we going?